tell me about your history with the Rolling Stones. How did all this start?
It all started, I think, the first time I turned on Ed Sullivan and saw these guys in the sweatshirts, all ratty hair and everything come out, and the opening organ on Time Is On My Side. You know, I was used to the Supremes and all that and the Motown, and I heard that and I said, wow, what is that? And I was stuck on that. A couple years later, 1966, they played Atlantic City Steel Pier, and I got to go. And after the first show, their van was coming down the side because they had two shows that day, and the window opened, and Brian Jones put his shoulder out. So I grabbed his arm and started climbing into the van. And then I saw his buttons, and I tried to rip them off his jacket, and he screamed, and he goes, ah! And then the next album was Between the Buttons.
How many shows have you seen?
This is 153.
And you're going Monday night at Verizon?
D.C., yeah. 154.
Where's the farthest you've gone to see them?
Stockholm. I've gone to Sweden. The one tour when they did an arena, a stadium, and a little club. I traveled all over for those. I've seen them in England like 15 times. I've gone to Canada and a lot of state shows. This Philly, I've been to at least 10, 12 shows here. That's a great town. I started the Shadooby website in 2000 because the internet was coming out, and I thought I was the only one that loved the Stones as much. And then all of a sudden, all these people, and I started this little website, and it got nuts. And now we have 7,000 members. We've had 85 million visits, over a million posts in 10 to 12 years. And the camaraderie of people from all over the U.S. and the world here that come before every show. We organize parties and just get the spirit, get to know people. We know anywhere in the world we go, we have a Stones fan.
Best show you've ever seen?
The first is always the best. Yeah, but one of my five favorites is the Warner Theater, 1978. When they blew out the sound system at the very end, and that's why the show ended early, during Jumpin' Jack Flash and the encore, all you heard was Charlie's drums, and they're gone, and then they just ran off the stage.
Can you name one favorite Rolling Stone song?
Chattered. Shadooby. If you want a cover song, I love Just My Imagination. I think they'd do a brilliant cover of that. You know, each song has a different part of my life. I can remember living in Michigan and hearing, like, Goat's Head Soup, you know. And so whenever I hear any of that, I think of my time living there. I lived in Chicago, L.A., New York. So it's my life story, the Stones music.
Have you ever met them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got Christmas cards from Ronnie.
It's Ron Wood.
Ron Wood.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. No, it says, hey, Shadooby, love Ronnie Wood. And he draws a little thing on it and everything. Keith, I met because I used to always wear Shadooby shattered license plates. And I was after the Beacon at a party backstage. And he came over and he says, I wrote that song. And Mick I met in Atlanta at the Ritz-Carlton. And it was a pack. And Glenn Stefani was with him and all that. And he's coming in and I just say, hey, Mick, I'm Stones Doug. And he goes, say, yes, Stones Doug.
Monday night, Verizon Center. This has been said for 30-plus years. Could it be the last time in the United States?
I heard that in 1972. You know, so there's a rumor, November LA, you know, who knows? You know, they're supposed to announce Europe in the fall. We'll see. You know, that's the thing. You never know, and you think it's it, and then they pull you in again. Everybody's getting ready, say, now I can save for retirement. Nope, we're touring again. We want your money. But we love them.
Ever seen a bad show?
I see mistakes. You know, there's always mistakes. And it's like, you know, I saw Sinatra.
They're human.
I saw Sinatra one of his last shows. And it wasn't that good, but there were moments of magic that made it all worthwhile. And to see 70-year-old guys up there doing stuff that most of these people cannot do anymore, you know, you got to love the magic.